I wake up barefoot, standing on cold slate tiles, looking dizzily down. I suck in a breath of icy air. Above me are stars. Below me, the bronze statue of Colonel Wallingford makes me realize I'm seeing the quad from the peak of Smythe Hall, my dorm. I have no memory of climbing the stairs up to the roof. I don't even know how to get where I am, which is a problem since I'm going to have to get down, ideally in a way that doesn't involve dying. Teetering, I will myself to be as still as possible, not to inhale too sharply, to grip the slate with my toes. The night is quiet, the kind of hushed middle-of-the-night quiet that makes every shuffle or nervous panting breath echo. When the black outlines of trees overhead rustle, I jerk in surprise. My foot slides on something slick. Moss. I try to steady myself, but my legs go out from under me. I scrabble for something to hold on to as my bare chest slams down on the slate. My palm comes down hard on a sharp bit of copper flashing, but I hardly feel the pain. Kicking out, my foot finds a snow guard, and I press my toes against it, steadying myself. I laugh with relief, even though I am shaking so badly that climbing is out of the question. Cold makes my fingers numb. The adrenaline rush makes my brain sing. Help, I say softly, and feel crazy, nervous laughter bubble up my throat. I bite the inside of my cheek to tamp it down. I can't ask for help. I can't call anyone. If I do, then my carefully maintained pretense that I'm just a regular guy is going to fade forever. Sleepwalking is kid stuff, weird and embarrassing. Looking across the roof in the dim light, I try to make out the pattern of snow guards, tiny triangular pieces of clear plastic that keep ice from falling in a sheet. Tiny triangular pieces that were never meant to hold my weight. If I can get closer to a window, maybe I can climb down. I edge my foot out, shifting as slowly as I can and worming toward the nearest snow guard. My stomach scrapes against the slate, some of the tiles chipped and uneven beneath me. I step onto the first guard, then down to another and across to one at the edge of the roof. There, panting, with the windows too far beneath me and with nowhere left to go, I decide I am not willing to die from embarrassment. I suck in 3 deep breaths of cold air and yell, "Hey! Hey! Help!" The night absorbs my voice. I hear the distant swell of engines along the highway, but nothing from the windows below me. "Hey!" I scream it this time, guttural, as loudly as I can, loud enough that the words scrape my throat raw. "Help!" A light flickers on in one of the rooms, and I see the press of palms against a glass pane. A moment later, the window slides open. "Hello?" Someone calls sleepily from below. For a moment, her voice reminds me of another girl. A dead girl. I hang my head off the side and try to give my most chagrined smile, like she shouldn't freak out. "Up here," I say. "On the roof." "Oh my God," Justine Moore gasps. Willow Davis comes to the window. "I'm getting the hallmaster." I press my cheek against the cold tile and try to convince myself that everything's okay, that it's not a curse, that if I just hang on a little longer, things are going to be fine. A crowd gathers below me, spilling out of the dorms. "Jump!" some jerk shouts. "Do it!" "Mr. Sharp?" Dean Wharton calls. "Come down from there at once, Mr. Sharp." His silver hair sticks up like he's been electrocuted, and his robe is inside out and badly tied. The whole school can see his tidy whities. I realize abruptly that I'm wearing only boxers. If he looks ridiculous, I look worse. "Castle," Miss Noyes yells. "Castle, don't jump. I know things have been hard." She stops there, like she isn't quite sure what to say next. She's probably trying to remember what's so hard. I have good grades, play well with others. I look down again. Camera phones flash. Freshmen hang out of windows next door in Stronghouse, and juniors and seniors stand around on the grass in their pajamas and nightgowns, even though teachers are desperately trying to herd them back inside. I give my best grin. "Cheese," I say softly. "Get down, Mr. Sharp," yells Dean Wharton. "I'm warning you." "I'm okay, Ms. Noyes," I call. "I don't know how I got up here. I think I was sleepwalking." I dreamed of a white cat. It leaned over me, inhaling sharply. as if it was going to suck the breath from my lungs, but then it bit out my tongue instead. There was no pain, only a sense of overwhelming, suffocating panic. In the dream, my tongue was a wriggling red thing, mouse-sized and wet, that the cat carried in her mouth. I wanted it back. I sprang up out of the bed and grabbed for her, but she was too lean and too quick. I chased her. The next thing I knew, I was teetering on a slate roof. A siren wails in the distance, drawing closer. My cheeks hurt from smiling. Eventually, a fireman climbs a ladder to get me down. They put a blanket around me, but by then my teeth are chattering so hard that I can't answer any of their questions. It's like the cat bit out my tongue after all.